life today.
A mess off the Gulf Coast. 1,000 barrels of oil a day are leaking. Astrophysicist, really, is his title. Stephen Hawking is warning us against interaction with aliens. Have we confirmed there's aliens? Do you believe there's aliens out there? Ooh, you might think you're listening to a different show, I guess, if you just tuned in and heard that. Also, a former major league manager, check this out, was instrumental in helping to subdue a passenger who threatened to blow up a plane mid-air. We'll explain who that was. We'll reveal that name. But really the big news, and sadly, again, it has to do with Mother Nature. Too many deaths, at least 10 people so far at this point. But in Mississippi, tornado touches down, rips through a whole bunch of towns, including Yazoo City. So the governor of Mississippi, Haley Barbour, reacts.
Between Jackson and Yazoo City, trying to get to Yazoo City as soon after the storm hit. Storm hit about 10 minutes after 12 Central Time, and we got there about 30 minutes later. This is a gigantic storm. This tornado, in places, appears to be several miles wide. Mm. It sat down on the ground in Madison Parish, Louisiana, and crossed the river into Mississippi, hit Eagle Lake. By the time it got to Yazoo City, it had been on the ground about 70 miles, and looks like it was on the ground at least another 80 miles when it hit Choctaw County, Mississippi. But at Yazoo City, it skimmed the edge of town, but hit a lot of neighborhoods just outside the city limits, went through a shopping center, absolutely obliterated a church. It's a very, very bad storm, and regrettably, we have some fatalities. Reportedly 5 at this point. That's not official.
All right, you heard that. It's not official. At that time, 5 is what he was saying, the Mississippi governor, but it actually turned out to be 10, and they think it's only 10, but only, I mean, is still devastating. And the chaos that was described because of these twisters, I mean, you know, they're digging through the wreckage. I've said this before, the first stop that I made in my career was a place called Kearney, Nebraska. And I didn't know what a tornado was like. And once I saw the devastation of just a mini twister at one point that touched down where I had to go out on an assignment and looked across the street, the houses were pristine. Nothing had happened to them. But on the other side of the street, it looked like a crane had smashed a ball down every single house. Just went down the street and just ripped out the trees and the houses, and it's just brutal when that happens. So the damages to the homes, to the buildings, and you heard Haley Barbour say there that a Mississippi church just ripped out, just awful, awful stuff for the people there. And the good news, I guess, is this, that Mississippi does prepare for this because of things that have happened in the past, and there is money to take care of a lot of this damage. So, yeah, they're going to need some help, but yeah, at least there's some do-re-mi there right off the top to help get this together. And still, it can't account for the loss of lives, though. It's about the flesh. It's always about the flesh in these cases. So 10 is still too many, but it could have been that much worse. So many people were narrowly spared what could have been their last day on Earth, if you think about it that way. Ooh, awful, awful stuff. Also big on this show, and we're going to talk about it. Coming up, I'm excited. We've got a great guest in the wings, Lise Wheel. You probably have seen her on Fox. She's always taken on Bill O'Reilly. I love it. It's just such good TV and radio when the two of them hook up and they're talking anything legal, almost anything, really. And she's also dipped into the writing game. She's got a couple of books out, and she has a new one out called Hand of Fate. But she's got a great legal mind. She's a Harvard Law School grad, and I can't wait to ask her about everything that's happening as far as this immigration law in Arizona. Because you have had lots of rallies in the last couple of days on both sides of this. I mean, you've got hundreds of people protesting it on the side of, you have to be kidding me. This is about profiling. We're all screwed if we don't have our wallets. I'm putting it simplistically, not sugarcoating it. And then you have other people saying, finally, it's about time. We've been crying out for some help, some reform. The governor, Governor Jan Brewer, signed the immigration laws. We knew she would, but it happened on Friday just to make it official. And there's this huge push, a huge, huge push to shut this down, including from the ACLU, which we talked about a little bit last week. And in the legal profession and challenging this, could there be an injunction? You know, how fast could you put the brakes on this law? And Sunday was really D-Day for one of the big rallies because you had just, like I said, hundreds of people outside of the Capitol. It was a peaceful deal. This was the good part. And there was people screaming things like, we're human, yes, we can. And they were out there for a while. And in case there's some confusion about this, because I have just been overrun with emails, and we will get to the mailbag later this hour, the new law requires the cops to decide whether a person is in the United States legally. And it also would require, naturally, immigrants to carry their alien registration documents whenever they're out and about, right? And then the police, it would require the police to question those people if there's a reason to suspect they're in the United States legally. Now, the governor was clear that there would be massive training for this because I think it was obvious she was going to sign it, but she wanted to make sure that people knew, hey, you know, we're going to make sure that people don't have rights trampled on. But boy, the powder keg is lit. Al Sharpton now, one of the many voices screaming out, saying he's going to legally challenge the law, along with people from the National Action Network and the Hispanic Federation. And he says the law is an affront to the civil rights of all Americans and an attempt to just try to legalize in some way racial profiling, and what a disaster this is going to be in Arizona and if it should spread to other states. Because although Arizona and the governor's office in particular, as I tried to wrangle some of the states out, a bunch of states already have tried to kind of take a look at how this happened. You know, how it went through the House and then went through the statewide, went through the House and then went through the Senate and then boom, it's on the governor's desk and now it's signed. And they're keeping an eye on, is it going to work or not? What is it actually going to do? I had a great conversation with somebody on the national side over the weekend who told me if nothing else, this lights a fire under everybody in Washington, everybody who's trying to pretend that we can get through this before those midterm, you know, we can get through this after the midterm elections, because for some, it's a hot potato. For some, they don't want to deal with it. But then there are other Democrats who say, bring it on. Let's skip cap and trade. I know we were hot to trot on that, but let's bring on the immigration issue because we are so ready to tackle this because it's in their favor. Anyway, can't wait to talk to Lise Wheel. Like I said, she's in our incredible green room, our virtual green room. We'll ask her questions about this and talk about her book next on America Tonight.
My sinuses, they feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent protected protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. Gear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Week of April here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. How did we get this guest? We are so lucky. I think this woman is terrific, and she is like, she's like a boxing champ in the ring with Bill O'Reilly. If you've ever seen her on the tube with him or on radio, just terrific stuff. And what a legal mind. I mean, she has a background, certainly. She graduated from Harvard Law School. She was a former federal prosecutor. She's teaching kids now. She's a writer. I can't believe she even has time for America Tonight. Lise Wheel joins us now. Hey, Lise, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Kate, I'm still kind of snoring from my nap.
I love that.
Oh, it's so great to be on. You're kidding? It was like, it was an honor. So happy to be with you.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Hey, before we dive into your book, which, by the way, I read your book. It took up half of my weekend. I sat out back. You should feel so flattered because I loved it. I loved it. And I already passed it on to a neighbor.
Yay!
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about.
You've got to tell the story to it, though. It's a radio talk show.
I know.
Murdered.
I know, and maybe that's what drew me in. I don't know. It sucked me into it, and it is. Your book is about the book. For, by the way, is called The Hand of Fate, and it is about a radio talk show host, and the host's name. I love this, Jim Fate. And
Jim
this
Fate.
Is the best. This
the
is the best part.
Fate.
The Hand of Fate. I don't want to give it all away because I hate that when people do that. It's like people reading the end of the book or telling you the end of the movie, which tragically sometimes
annoying,
I've done.
Right.
It's annoying. It's awful. But anyway, this guy does die when gas fills up his studio. And, you know, right away.
Not the kind of usual gas we're used to, but the bad gas.
The bad gas. And right away when I thought this, I thought, I wonder if Lisa's inspiration was Bill O'Reilly. Because
well,
of the way you two go back and forth.
You write about what you know, and mm-hmm. I did 7 years of radio with O'Reilly, so, you know, you can take it from there.
Yeah, let's talk about that. How did that all start for you? How did you, because you really are really good with him on the air. You really can poke him and prod him, and you can tell he likes you. He likes that. He likes it when you get the best of him. How did you fall into that role?
Well, I always get the best of him, not when I get the best. I always do.
Okay. Yes.
But, no, it was funny. I was a professor out in Seattle, Washington, doing my little thing, and I just had a beef with him about some things, and we started to talk about it, and I was in the studios in New York, and a bunch of producers came around, and I didn't know that they were looking at us, but we just started fighting, and I said, well, you know, you can have your opinion, I can have mine, and when you all due respect, Bill, and then blah, blah, blah. And then a couple of weeks later, I'm literally taking out the garbage in one hand back in Seattle, and Bill calls on the other hand. And I'm like, garbage Bill, okay, I'll take the garbage out, and I'll take the phone call. And it was, can you come in and just, we'd like to have you as a contributor and, like, be on the other side of me. And that's how it started with TV and then radio.
Yeah, and you, like I said, you have the legal background, so that added to, and he knows that, it added to his show. Certainly, yeah, you definitely had that. Did you find that your chops got really good after you were going back and forth with him?
Oh, my chops are never better when I have high heels on, because then you can just, like,
I think it is absolutely hilarious. We have to ask you about this one, because I know Bill would be chomping at the bit to ask you this, too. The Arizona immigration law, the governor signs it on Friday. It's just like a powder keg exploding all over the place. People supporting, people saying this is outrageous. Your initial take on it?
You can't put that into a sound bite. That's really tough. Is there a reason for it to be unconstitutional? Absolutely. I mean, you can't, you know, legislate that. On the other hand, I feel for those people so much, and there should be something done, and it's not being done right now. So where do you go from there? It is, Kate, this is going to definitely reach the Supreme Court. I mean, no question about it.
And do you think the ACLU and all kinds of groups are jumping into the fray?
Yeah, of course they are. Right.
So somebody asked me this the other night. Could they get an injunction? Could they get an injunction on this?
Of course. Yeah, of course they could.
Yeah.
They could say a protective injunction before anything gets done. Yes, of course they could. But where it goes, that's a bigger question. That's really tough to answer. Just really tough to answer.
Yeah, and I heard from some other people I know in some other places like California, although they would never cop to this, that other states are looking to see what happens with Arizona, of course.
Yeah, because it's a snowball theory. If it works here, then it'll work anywhere. And I just hate the thought of, you know, on the one hand, I prosecuted illegal immigrants. And we got them out, and that was good, and they had done bad, bad things, not just being illegal, but then they committed crimes. On the other hand, do you really want to, you know, pull someone over for driving while black or driving while Hispanic? No, you don't.
Right.
So
yeah. And it makes it tough for the police because
they're stuck in that position.
Yes, and they're the ones that are going to get clobbered. And the governor knows that and talks about the training and all that other stuff. But it's just that really thin gray area that you're talking about that makes it so tough to know where it's going to go.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Never agree more. It's just so scary on both fronts. You don't want, you don't want a state where you can't drive. Or look, Kate, do you go out every day and driving your car, and every day do you bring your driver's license? Well, I kind of do, but, you know, you might forget, right? And then you'd be pulled over for that? That's not right.
Yeah, I have forgotten. I mean, usually no, but...
Usually no, me too, but still, someday you might.
Right, and then what happens? You're right, how am I going to feel if I'm the one under the hot lights and getting questioned, and, you know, yeah, that's the problem, and it's that gray area that makes it so murky. Except for, here's what I think, Lisa, the good thing is, and you know, because you prosecuted, as you said, illegal immigrants who had done some bad things.
Some bad things before that, right.
Right. So maybe this raises finally that push for all the hot air in Washington that, okay, you got to deal with this now. You have to deal with this. You have to do something, and you cannot push this off because, ooh, we got midterm elections coming up. And, of course, that could go either way. There's some Democrats that would want to deal with it anyway, and then there's some Republicans that wouldn't want to. So it's always about politics.
Well, it is. And what was frustrating for me as a prosecutor was it was always about, you know, what's the next politician going to say? And we called it the frequent flyer program. In other words, I'd prosecute people, put them away, they would go on the bus or the plane back in a frequent flyer. They'd be back for next year or 6 months later, and I'd prosecute them again. It's like, that's not right either. There's got to be some middle ground.
Yeah, I agree. There has to be some middle ground. Hand of Fate, putting that together, how fun was that for you?
Oh, so much fun. Are you kidding? This is fiction. I can kill people off and protect their names to protect the guilty.
And so you put this to bed. It gets pumped out there, and then you're back to work on another one, right? When do you start the next one?
Oh, yeah. Heart of Ice is coming out end of April next year. So, yes, that's already in the works. It's so much fun because I have fun killing people and protecting their names, and it's great. I kind of lurch towards this because at the end of the day, Kate, you know this, when you're done with the radio and the TV and everything and you're tired, you just want to do something that takes your mind off the rest of the world but doesn't insult you. And this won't insult you, but it will be fun and you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. It's not chick lit. It's good.
No, it's not, because you'll learn stuff. You'll really learn stuff.
Absolutely. You know, is the goal to be kind of like a Lisa Scottolini? You're getting up there.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And being on your show will do that for me.
That's, Lisa's great. That's, and you're headed right down that path. We can't wait till Heart of Ice comes out.
It just read it. Just take one little chance at it. Look at it. In fact, for nothing else, just look at the back where Bill O'Reilly teases me about how I've killed him. And it's worth it. Just stay in your library or your bookstore. Don't even buy it. Just take a look at it. It's really fun.
Lise, you were really fun. Will you join us back on the air again someday?
Of course. Anytime, Kate. Anytime.
Great. Thank you. Get some shut-eye, and we appreciate it.
Okay. See you in the morning.
Bye-bye. All right. Lise Wheel, Hand of Fate. Like I said, it is like Lisa Scottolini, if you've ever read any of her books. She was a former lawyer, prosecutor in Philadelphia. And the thing they both have in common is they really know the law, highly educated prosecutors, the whole thing. Interesting her take on, as she said, the frequent flyer program and how she had to deal with illegal immigrants that had done some very bad things, but yet prosecuting them knowing that they would come back on the border. And it is a tough thing to tackle, this immigration deal. But we're going to tackle it next on America Tonight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Law work in Arizona? That's a question. There's probably going to be an injunction. There's going to be a legal showdown. So how long that law is actually in effect, who knows how long it stays before there's a freeze on it. But the question becomes, what does it accomplish? I think if nothing else, for my money, that in Washington, they sat back on their heels too long. And it's always taken a back seat. And there's all these problems with illegal immigration. Let's face it, you have gangs, you have drugs. It's gotten worse. Maybe 30 years ago, that wasn't the concern. But now it's a very big concern. Arizona, they already have almost 500,000 people in Arizona illegally. Now you add to it the fact that more try to pour into that area because of the sparseness of it, of the desert areas where they can come in when they're crossing over, right? So the people are sick of it. They're tired of it. They've been victimized. The rancher gunned down, I think, was one of the final straws. Went through the House, the legislation did, went through the Senate, then was signed into law on Friday. Now it's all about reaction time. Here's what some Arizonans had to say about the new immigration law.
It's an awkward approach to a problem that we're having in Arizona. The question is, how many is too many, and then how do we humanely treat people?
Well, if you're illegal, I don't think you should be here in the States. I don't think it's prejudice. I just think it's just for illegals.
I think it's a cry for help to get the federal to come in.
I do not have a wallet on me. And under that law, I have to be able to prove my citizenship. If I had brown skin and was walking down the street, it would not matter. I believe it is an instrument of racial profiling.
Then it's not right for me to have to supply a document saying that I'm a legal citizen of the United States.
I've been stopped before, so it's like, oh, give me your documentation.
I think that we now look ignorant. I really do. I mean, we looked like ignoramuses when we were one of the few states that did not honor Martin Luther King Day, and it ended up costing us a Super Bowl.
Oh, I think you're going to see a lot of battles in courts and things like that.
All right. You are going to see a lot of legal battles in court, no doubt about it. I mentioned a couple of them already. I talked about Al Sharpton jumping on the bandwagon, that the National Action Network and the Hispanic Federation both say they're going to legally challenge the law. We know the ACLU is already all over this. And the challenge is about, as Lise Wheel said, the constitutionality. That's going to be where most are going to be having the jumping off point of going after the law. So the law goes into effect. It's going to have a dramatic effect on the state for certain, whether people are there legally or not. Somebody that I talked to earlier in the day said, you know what? People are going to flee from Arizona. That's what's going to happen. Everyone's going to leave Arizona. Well, I'm not buying that. They can sell that all day long, but that's not true. I don't think that's going to happen because I think it gets shut down so quickly, probably anyway. But you've got people on the national front, like not just the Sharptons, but the National Coalition of Latino Clergy and Christian Leaders. There's about 30,000 churches that represent around the world. They're going to file a lawsuit. So it's just an avalanche. And I believe that certainly the lawmakers knew this. They knew that there was going to be challenges. But for now, the new law requires the cops, this is it, just black and white, to determine whether a person is in the U.S. legally. It also requires immigrants to carry, like I said before, alien registration documents when they're moving about. They have to have those documents. That's it, right? And, you know, I thought about this, and I know this is a stretch and it's different, but I lived in Spain for eight months. And when I was in Spain, we were supposed to, because of sometimes the problem could crop up, or what if you were stopped, what if you were asked questions? You know, we were told this well in advance before we left. Here are the things you have to do. Do not take your passport. Take your passport with you, because you had to have it, but make a copy of your passport and always, always have that on you, because you're in the country on borrowed time, so to speak. Here's my passport. Here's what I'm doing in case somebody questions you. Now, in this case, you're talking about alien registration. And I don't know. I get that you could forget it. I get that you could not carry it with you and something. It's like the driver's license thing. Have you ever run out to get some ice cream or made a zip across a couple miles from your house to the school to pick up a kid and thought you had your wallet, oof, in your jean pocket, but you didn't have it. Ooh, yeah, thought it was back there. I mean, I'm sure all of us at some point have done that. And then, you know, you're always panicked because then what if you had an accident? There you go. You don't have the license. Then they're going to ask you about your license. But regardless, just from the point of view of, I think that this just shines the biggest spotlight that you could want possibly shined on the problem of illegal immigration, and that there has to be something done here. The time for sitting on the hands and the politics is over. But the problem is this financial regulatory reform. Oh, that's no layup. They thought it was going to be a layup, a lot of the Democrats did, and now that's not a layup. So you've got this problem at the border that's been there. It's been hanging around for certainly a long time. So how do you take on this massive and complex issue? The answer is you do it. You just do it. You take it on. That's what you do. That's what you have to do at this point. And this law, like I said, couldn't be more controversial because of what the cops, and the cops are really the ones that get caught in between this, because they're the ones that are going to have to pull everybody over, and they're not just pulling people. They're not setting up roadblocks and randomly pulling people over. A lot of it would have to do if somebody was doing something illegal, then they would ask, and that would be, you know, that would be when they'd be able to nab them, ask them the questions. What's interesting is a lot of the Republicans don't want to discuss this now, and part of the reason is because of, again, the stickiness of the constituents, of where are you running to be reelected, and what is the overwhelming makeup of that population. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is rejecting that push to take on immigration. He's saying he doesn't think it's the right time to take it up with the border security problems, the drug wars, which that's true. The drug wars have taken a big chunk of time, and with the cartel and Juarez and what's happened there on that border with El Paso. And he's saying, look, when the 10% unemployment, that this is, there are better things that we could do at the federal level on other issues. So it's, you know, Richard Shelby, another Republican from Alabama, he just said maybe when he was asked whether or not it would be a good idea, because he said, I have to look at the details. So we have to enforce what's going on at our borders. We have to know who's here and who comes and who leaves. That's number one. And see, this has always been the problem that's been argued. Then you have Lindsey Graham, another Republican from South Carolina, who said that he was walking out of talks on climate change because of the efforts to bring up an immigration reform package. And he says if moving forward on immigration is this hurried and it's this panicked, then it's nothing more than a cynical political ploy, which is what I believe it is. It's just a political ploy. After being shelved before, how many times since I've been on these airwaves has immigration bubbled off and been pushed off? And Republicans are split among what they want to do. Remember, Bush was pushing for the amnesty thing. President Bush was pushing for the whole amnesty deal. And a lot of people didn't like it. A lot of people didn't like what he was suggesting should be done. There were protests and on both sides of this, and eventually that got pushed off. That was tabled. That was a couple of years ago now, right? So, will there be action now? Will there be a race to action, or does it get put back on the back burner? And I still believe it depends on your point of view. All right, quickly, let's go to the mailbag and check out what you had to say. Here's one from Jake, who listens to us in Austin. And Jake says, Kate, it's a huge problem, baby, as you know, in Texas. You don't think about it too much until it actually affects you. At one point in my life, I was making a nice living in the home building business, but pretty much I was shoved out the door thanks to cheaper and illegal labor. And so many of my friends found themselves in the same position. I say it's a bunch of hogwash. What if we all moved to Mexico? How would the Mexicans feel about that? Well, I agree. I think with the job situation especially, that's where the breaking point happened for so many people. And we continue to see that. Here's another one from Elisa. And Elisa says, Kate, bravo. Here we go again with immigration. I know that you talked about this a lot and got a lot of crap for it because I used to listen to you a couple of years ago when you were on another network. And I think it's about time somebody did something. The rancher being shot, as you said, was the catalyst for all of this in Arizona. Good for Arizona, and good for that governor for being brave enough to sign that legislation, despite the fact that so many people are furious that she did it. Perhaps instead of halting the immigration reform, it'll push it forward. More on the flip side with all of you, 800-259-5791.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. Spend your money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All that is plain mistakes, the chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what.
The Phoenix mayor, Phil Gordon, not happy with the Arizona immigration law. In fact, he said that kids and out-of-staters should be afraid, very afraid, of this new immigration bill that was signed into law, saying that it puts them at a big-time risk of being arrested because of the identification thing. So meaning if you're dark-skinned, speak with an accent, we know where he's going with that. And he's an opponent, obviously, of this law, and it's saying that anyone who doesn't carry an Arizona license and kids under 16 and all that stuff, that's where it's going to trample on civil rights and everyone's going to have to show and prove that they're a legal resident or citizen. And so you've got Phoenix really, especially in Phoenix, they're fuming because of the population there. They're upset with the governor for signing that bill and saying that it's terrible, it's so misguided. And that was the quote from Barack Obama, saying it was misguided, and that's why immigration reform needs to be taken up. So a valid Arizona driver's license is one of several types of documents that the law would count as proof of residency. And I guess it's, I think it's unclear as whether a non-state license holder would be susceptible. I mean, listen, what, from what I understand, it's going to be mostly people who are breaking the law. People who are breaking the law are the ones that would mostly be suspected. Unless you just fall into that weird category, if you had something that you were pulled over for and then the police officer asked other questions. I mean, that could happen theoretically, but how much does that happen versus the other? That's what you got to ask yourself. We're zigging and zagging all over the place. As always, a plethora of riches here on America tonight. Or the best water cooler buzz we can throw up at you. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
One slight problem about that Arizona law, what happens if somebody doesn't drive?
Well, then what would you be stopped for? If I'm walking down the street minding my own business, even if I'm illegally in the country, the police aren't going to say, hey, you, let me question you. If somebody breaks the law, like if somebody's caught in a robbery, if somebody's caught dealing drugs, if somebody's caught with, let's say, graffitiing schools or something, if they're caught in a situation, then of course they would be questioned, because especially they have an accent or they're being arrested for something else, and then they look for the identification of the person, they wouldn't even have to ask them any questions. They would know.
Right.
But I think the way it was explained to me is that you and I, let's say you and I were there illegally and were minding our own business, just going to catch a Diamondbacks game or something, and we haven't done anything to anybody, they're not going to question us. They're not going to pull us aside and say, they look a little too dark for us, or I thought I heard her speaking with an accent, let me question them. It would have to be more along the lines of you were doing something already and you happen to get caught.
Okay.
Well, that makes sense then. If they really follow that, then that would come up anyway, really.
Okay, I get, you know, because like you said, a valid Arizona driver's license, but and that's why I asked that question, what if someone doesn't drive? Excuse me. You know, because, are people going to fight this new law in Arizona or not?
Oh, a lot of groups, Latino groups left and right, are pushing against it, saying it's racial profiling, it's ridiculous. Oh, absolutely. The ACLU's all over it. There's like 15 different groups that are filing lawsuits tomorrow.
You see, from what I'm hearing about the law, obviously I don't know the little fine points about it. It almost sounds like it's, with all due respect, it almost sounds like Arizona's trying to turn themselves into, with all due respect, a white lily state.
I don't think so. I think what it is that they've got 500,000 illegal people there, and what they've had happen, Sam, is the problem of what they have had happen is the gangs. They've had gang violence, rapes, murders, drugs, not like other people in other states haven't dealt with that, but it's over the top. It's starting to really boil over. You've had dead people that have been left for dead that were victims of the coyotes when they were coming over, and they were just left there in the desert to die. There's some bad things that have happened recently over the last probably 3 or 4, maybe even 5 years in Arizona that are way over the top, and that's what it is. And here's the thing. The thing I don't like is the fact that you have Mexico's president, Felipe Calderon, who's saying that it's disgraceful and it's not right for Mexican nationals, and, you know, that he'll fight against this. It's like, you'll fight against our laws when your people are in our country illegally? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like, what's he been smoking?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
oh, it's a problem along the border, and we're worried about the border. I bet you're worried about the border, especially since all that money that comes back gets pumped back into their economy.
Or, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm thinking a certain politician, maybe he's getting some of it. I don't know.
Oh, you're saying he's taking bribes or he's taking a chunk of the money? Well, but his country it's not about that. It's that his country is profiting from the people who are working under the wire in the United States, and they're sending the money back to their families. I mean, some of the stories are sad. Some of the people have nothing, so they're trying to make a better life for their families, and that's why they risk life and limb to come over. So some of them are horrible, gut wrenching stories. There's no question. But there's so much of the bad element, and a lot of the bad element has taken precedence now in the crossings over the border. And there's always the terror threat too, and that's part of how porous the border is. Imagine Canada dealing with that. I'm sure there's some. We know there's some in Canada. But imagine if you had 15 million illegal people in Canada.
That'd be about half the population.
Right. And it would kill already, the way your hospitals are and stuff, it would kill you across the board.
For sure. Well, I do have some good news to talk about, something depressing.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, one of the local radio stations is involved in this. There's Simon Garfunkel's coming here May 15th. And she won VIP tickets to go see them, and that also includes meeting them.
No, so, you're kidding.
I kid you not.
Are you excited about that bridge over troubled water?
Oh, yeah. And, well, actually, it's 4 tickets, so she's going to be taking her daughters. So now her daughters are looking on the Internet. Okay, we've heard of Paul Simon. What about Garfunkel? Simon and Garfunkel. So they have to, now they're listening to all their songs and, you know, and saying, oh, yeah, I've heard that song in a TV commercial, or I heard that song in a movie. It's like, excuse me, these guys are almost like icons for, like, say, the people who grew up in, so let's say, in the late
60s.
Yeah. Well, I was so like, I was like 10 or 11 when, you know, I first started hearing about them. So, you know, this is really neat. And all it's going to cost me is dinner.
Boy, that's a rare thing to win something like that on a radio show through a radio. There's all kinds of radio contests, but that's a pretty good prize.
Oh, you know it. You know, when she called me, she goes, guess what I won? I figure, let me guess. You know, because she's always playing radio contests or, you know, whatever. I figure, let me guess, we won movie pass. She goes, you know, I didn't say that. She goes, no, we won tickets to go see Simon and Garfunkel. I went like that.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you guys. When is it?
May 15th.
Well, have fun at that concert. You're going to have to give us a full report back. All right, Slammin' Sammy.
Take care. Okay.
That's good. You know, just like here on America Tonight, last week, Steve in Kentucky won our Cobra Golf Club. You never know what you're going to win, right? It's like that old lottery commercial. I think that they have different lotteries across the United States, but have you ever had a lottery commercial where they say you have to be in it to win it? I think that's clever. You have to be in it to win it. So, yeah, you got to be playing. Simon and Garfunkel, I'm trying to think. Bridge Over Troubled Water. I don't know much of their music, I have to confess. That's just before my time. But they've got a ton of tunes, no question about it. It'd be easy to Google them and find out. I would know more about Paul Simon's solo career. And I think even when the two of them are together, he puts some of his music, he brings some of his new music into what the two of them are doing together. If you have any thoughts, share them with us at americatonight.net.
You look ravishing. It truly is Beauty and the Beast. I might add a handsome beast at that.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?